Chapter 16. Were Israelites justified by faith, or by law? You continue, but this added law did lead to Christ. Every type, every sacrifice, every feast day, holy day, new moon, and annual Sabbath, and all the priestly offerings and services pointed out something in the work of Christ. They were as a body shut up, guarded, under the control of this severe, imperious pedagogue, till the great system of justification by faith was reached at the cross of Christ. Mr. Greenfield could readily see that this pedagogue must be used as an illustration of the Mosaic law. It is strange that all others cannot see the same. Here you yourself admit the charge which I have brought against your theory, namely, that it virtually makes two plans of salvation. If the great system of justification by faith was not reached till the cross of Christ, pray tell me whether anybody was ever justified before Christ came, and if so, how? My reading of the Bible convinces me that the great system of justification by faith was known as soon as sin entered into the world. I read that by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. In many texts, I find the clearest reference to the great system of justification by faith. Some say that we have a better knowledge of the plan of salvation than the ancients had. Indeed, in one meeting of the Theologicals Committee, both you and Elder Conright claimed that the patriarchs had very limited, if any, knowledge of Christ's real work, and you sustained Elder Conright in his assertion that Christ introduced the gospel at his first advent. I do not think that you would have taken such a stand, only that your theory drove you to it. But Christ and Paul based all their instruction concerning that great system upon the Old Testament, and I have never seen a man with so much knowledge of God that he could not study with profit the words of David and Isaiah concerning justification by faith. In Great Controversy, Volume 1, in the paragraph beginning at the bottom of page 58, I read that angels held communication with Adam after his fall, and informed him of the plan of salvation. Certainly, if Adam was ignorant of the great system of justification by faith, it was not because of the incompetency of his teachers. After the battles which we have had to wage with Campbellites concerning the value of the Old Testament scriptures, and the unity and universality of God's plan of salvation, it seems almost incredible that anyone should be called on to defend, against Seventh-day Adventists, the idea that the well-informed Jew had a full knowledge of Christ, and was justified only through faith. The quotation from your pamphlet which I made last, closes thus. Mr. Greenfield could readily see that this pedagogue must be used as an illustration of the Mosaic law. It is strange that all others cannot see the same. I might with equal propriety say, Mr. Greenfield could readily see that Christians ought to keep the first day of the week. It is strange that others cannot see the same. Or again, I might say, Mr. Greenfield could readily see that the expression under the law, in Romans, chapter 6, verse 14, means subject to the law. It is strange that others cannot see the same. The only strange thing I can see about it is that you should use such an argument as that. I care nothing for what a man says. I want to know what God says. We do not teach for doctrine the word of men, but the word of God. I am verily convinced that you would not quote Greenfield if you could find scripture argument instead. Again, on page 64 I read, all God now requires is a humble heart, repentance, and confession of sin, faith in the precious blood of Christ, and a determination to serve God and obey all His requirements. This you say of the time after Christ, and it still further emphasizes the charge which I bring against your theory, that it makes two plans of salvation. Can you tell me what else, or more than that, God required of the Jews? Were they accepted in any other way than by humility of heart, repentance, confession of sins, faith in the blood of Christ, and a determination to obey God? Nay, verily,